Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here back with another podcast episode. Today I want to talk about something that I know I use the word important a lot when I talk about things, right? Like, oh, this episode's important. But it's because I find the things that I say to be important, not because I say them, right? That would be sort of narcissistic, but because I think the content and value that I have to provide is important for people to understand if they want better for themselves and if we want better for all of us. That's why I say things are important. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's topic, which is about sort of the lulls and slows and drops in life, in the sense that, well, I'm really talking about engagement. And one of my posts recently addresses this. If you take a look at my Instagram page, right? You'll see that there is a significant drop in engagement compared to the posts that I've made previously, right? Posts used to have hundreds of likes on them, a couple comments if I'm lucky. The reach used to be a lot higher. However, looking at my content recently, if you look at the posts recently, I barely get more than 10 likes or like 2017 at most, and it's usually less than that. So my engagement has clearly dropped a lot. And now here's the thing. This is what I look at now, and I say this is probably a down in life, right? You know how we say there are ups and downs in life, right? Because that's just a fact of life. There are moments where things look like they're going your way, you're popping off, you're having a great time. You know, success is around you, you're doing well, right? And then there are moments in life when you're not doing so well. Things have slowed down, whether your business slows down, sales numbers goes down, or you lose something, you lose somebody, something happens, a breakup, success does not seem to be coming your way, right? These are just different periods of your life where you'll have your ups and you'll have your downs. And what I think people struggle with, particularly on social media, right, using myself as an example and what's going on my page, is people look at this transition of going from popping off with engagement. A lot of people look in, a lot of people like in and comment in. It's great, it feels good, success, happy, right? And then they have a dip in their engagement and a lot less likes. So very few likes. And so very few comments and little views and little reach, right? And people look at this and they're like, ouch, what happened to my engagement? What happened to my reach? Why aren't people paying attention to me anymore? And people start feeling discouraged, right? They look at their new engagement numbers and they say, what happened to my content? Why am I not so popular anymore? And they feel hurt and it hurts their self-esteem. And so they stop posting. Or, they continue to post, they try to keep up posting, but every time they post, they just get little views and little likes and little comments, maybe even less than each post, right? After each post, the number goes down and down and down and down, it doesn't go up. And people just eventually feel so bad about it that they give up entirely. Like, I don't know what happened. I think I lost my 15 minutes of fame, or, I just don't have that momentum anymore. People don't like my stuff. I feel like I'm gonna give up. And they do. Which is, I would say, precisely the opposite of what you should be doing. Now, there are different ways we can measure, whether you're moving in the right direction or not. It's a really complicated topic, and even I don't have all the answers in regards to that specific thing about, how do you measure if what you're doing is the right thing for you or if it's not, and whether you should keep on pushing or try something else. This is something that I'm not very good with. It's one of those topics that I've tried to explore every now and then, but it's nothing really comes to me as like an immediate answer. And so it's a difficult topic, as I previously said. But generally speaking, I think people are too quick to jump the boat and say, you know what, this isn't working out for me anymore, and so I should stop. I give up. I'm, bothered that I'm not getting as many likes that as I used to, and it seems like people don't care about what I have to say anymore, and they give up. I think people jump to that conclusion too much, and too quickly. And what I feel like would be in their best interest actually is to continue and to not give up so quickly. Because to me, looking at it now, right, this is just a period of lull. This is a period of slow. This is a period of just not having the best time of your life. And that's just a part of life, right? As sad as that sounds, right? We all want to be in this eternal state of happiness and success and just, being successful, right? We all want to be like that. We all want the good times to not stop coming. Unfortunately, that's not how life works. And my job as a content creator, with what I post, say, write, record, is to be realistic with people, but at the same time be optimistic. And that's why I say things like this. Realistically speaking, life will not continue to provide good time after good time after good time, day in and day out, and you'll never feel any hint of lack of success or sadness, right? That's just not the case. And when life hands you one of these periods of feeling like you've lost business, you've lost customers, you've lost a fan base, your audience is getting smaller, your reach is going down, your likes are going down, your comments are going down, right? When life hands you a period like this, a period of time where all of those things go down, you shouldn't give up so quickly. Because from my understanding, this is just a temporary thing. And I mean that really goes for anything in life. It's not just about my understanding. This is also a fact of life. No bad time lasts forever. Unless you choose to live in the past, right? Then otherwise your future can look different. If you choose not to sort of hold yourself back from growth, your bad times won't last forever. You have to keep pushing through them, right? And why I basically prefaced my statement with my understanding is because I haven't really. I mean, I guess you could say there was a time in my earlier social media days where my engagement was really low, but then again, my audience was a lot smaller too. And so it made sense for my engagement to be really low. But for my engagement to be this low when I have thousands of followers is pretty disappointing. But then again, you should probably, maybe you haven't heard this before because I haven't really spoken about it much. But I did buy my followers, which is something that I don't do anymore. It's not something that I agree with now. And it was something that I did in the past because I really wanted to expand my reach with people. I really care about helping a lot of people out there. I want to get as many people who can look at my content as I can if it means I'm going to help more people, right? That's why I bought the followers, to expand my audience and to actually help people out there, so that my content wouldn't be going in the dark. But then again, I also realized that that was sort of a shortcut to success, and I wasn't really legitimately earning my follower base. And so that's why I stopped doing it. And quality of followers that I got, there were definitely real people in the mix. Who knows how many of them were actually real people, right? So engagement drops? Well, we'll have to look at what kind of audience I have, right? But anyway, I feel like I'm kind of going off on a tangent here. The point is, if you experience a period of life slowing down, things are getting boring, you feel like you've lost your momentum, just understand that this is a temporary period of your life, a temporary period of time, and you shouldn't be so quick to give up. Because if you give up this quickly, then you won't really ever get anywhere in life. Because life will hit you, and life will punch you, and life will kick you and slap you. But if you cower in fear and throw your hands up and surrender at the slightest sign that life is about to hit you, then you won't get very far. And I want to say this because I care about whoever's listening, and I want you to know that you shouldn't give up. You owe it to yourself. You already got this far in life, and you didn't get this far by giving up, right? And so you owe it to your future self as well. If you simply give up now, you betray your future self, and you won't ever really get to see what you could have become. And that's a very sad experience when you experience regret when you're older and you look back on life and you think, what could I have become? What if I kept doing that thing? What if I didn't give up? But now you'll never know because you're 60 years old and you gave up in your 30s because of some drop in engagement. Now, when I put it like that, it sounds pathetic, but it happens. People give up and throw away their dreams and goals and visions because of something that hits them. And I understand life can hit very, very, very hard at times. Sometimes life just knocks you straight down, flat on your back, right? I can understand that life really hits hard sometimes. I've had my own fair share of such moments. But if you don't give up, and if you keep pushing, the next time you stand up, you'll be a couple more inches off the ground. And you fall down again, you'll stand up back, you stand back up, you'll be a couple more inches off the ground, right? That's how you start ascending. Every time you get knocked down and you stand back up, you ascend a little higher than where you were before. It's sort of like a graph, if you can picture like a stock market, like the line, the squiggly line going up and down, up and down. It's like when life knocks you down, you go down a little bit. But if you continue to persevere and push through it, then you will bump up. And you will be higher, in a higher position than where you were when you went into that period of conflict, when you fell down. And that's how you keep ascending. And I'm not saying that it's always easy. You know, sometimes you need to take a break. Sometimes you need to take a couple steps back and think about your new strategy and think about, you know what, I need some time to de-stress and gather my thoughts and collect myself and, you know, find ways to make myself happy again. Of course you can do that. That's also a part of life. You're not expected to just keep powering through life like effortlessly with no issue whatsoever. You know, we're all human beings. We're not like gods that can just push through everything with no setback whatsoever. So let's be realistic with ourselves, but at the same time, let's be optimistic and understand that there is hope for us. And so I just want people to understand that. Don't feel so crushed and so set back by your temporary hardships. And, you know, in my example, with a drop of engagement, don't feel so set back by it. It's temporary. I can't say, I'm not a future seer. Right? I can't say when my engagement will go back up again, but if I keep posting, I'm sure I won't stay like this forever. You know, if I get more exposure, if people start seeing my content again, then my engagement will go up. It's just a matter of time. But the only way I'll find out for sure is if I keep trying. That's another thing. You know, the only way you'll know for sure what your result is if you keep trying. That's why you keep trying. Again, like I said before, you don't have to immediately get back up on your feet and just keep pushing. Sometimes you need to lay there for a few seconds and think about what your next move is. That's fine. And don't judge yourself if you need time to collect yourself. Don't judge yourself and be too harsh on yourself. If you see other people, you know, just dust their pants and stand right back up from conflict and they're on their way and you're on the ground still, you know, don't judge yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Don't compare yourself to other people. We all have our different ways of coping and dealing with stress and hardship. But the most important thing is that in the long term, you don't give up. Even if it takes you more time than it takes other people to recover from injury and stress, make sure you take the time you need, but don't give up. Do your future self a favor and push forward. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. I hope you appreciated these past 14 minutes. I'm going to go eat some dinner now because I'm hungry and I was debating, do I want to make an episode first or do I want to eat dinner first? I decided that, you know what, I feel like sometimes after I eat dinner, I get real lazy late at night and I lose that productivity that I once had before dinner. And I want to make sure that I got this episode out before I got too lazy. I'm still combating my laziness, procrastination, and ability to get distracted so easily. It's a work in progress, guys. I'll keep you updated. A couple of my flaws just for you guys to know about. But it's not something that I try to hide because, you know, fundamentally, human beings are flawed in nature. And the most important thing is being able to recognize that we are flawed. And also being able to recognize that it's okay. And then taking it a step further and trying to fix them. But again, that's the end of the episode, so I won't say any more. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.